Namaskar. For today's practice, you might like to have a yoga block. So if a block is accessible for you, go ahead, grab it, then come back over to your mat and start yourself in child's pose. So you have your hips back onto your heels, your forehead to the earth. You're letting the shoulders roll towards the mat. You're taking all the weight off of life, stretching through the hips and thighs, relaxing the mind, calming the brain, letting out all the air and coming as close as you can to the earth. On your next inhale, come up into table position, curl the toes, draw the knees up, exhale the hips back, and take it up into downward facing dog. You're in an inverted V shape. You're drawing your tailbone up towards the sky, you're extending out through the palms, you're lengthening your spine. You're pushing your heels back towards the earth. If your calves are tight, you can soften one knee, then the other knee. Just soften it 1 or 2 inches and push back through the opposite heel to stretch through that calf. But in general, you just want to get the whole body stretched out. You're pulling the navel in, you're peaking the tailbone up, you're keeping the arms and spine in one nice lengthened flow. Then on your next inhalation, come up onto the toes and peak that tailbone up even higher, keeping the shoulders back, so you're up onto the ball of the feet. And then slowly release those heels back down to the earth. So you're in downward dog, and then make your transition into plank. It looks like an upward push-up with the arms straight into the earth, perpendicular to your mat, and you have a nice inclined position from the ankles to the knees to the hips to the shoulders. You're squeezing through the thighs, you're pushing back through the heels, and it's a nice strong stance. Keep the chin neutral. That means that the cervical spine is a natural extension of the rest of the spine. And with those arms lengthened and the toes still curled, lower the hips down to the earth and cast your vision straight ahead. So you're getting a modified upward dog and a back bend. And then slowly bring the chin towards the sky, so you're deepening your pose a little bit. And then exhale way back into downward dog, coming back into that inverted V with the tailbone to the sky, palms and fingers set into the earth. Good. Let's stretch and twist a little bit. Let's draw those feet to the outer edge of your mat so you're in a wide angle stance, just to the outer edge. It's slightly wide angle. Root that right palm into the earth. Take a deep inhale and exhale. Bring that left hand to the outside of the right ankle. And you try and twist your whole body so your vision is to the right side of whatever room you're in. You're just looking directly that way as that whole spine twists. Continue to breathe and hold your pose. And then release that left hand back to its normal stance so you're into 4 points. Take another inhale. And exhale that right hand to the outside of the left ankle. And really try and twist that spine. Get that whole torso facing over towards your left side. It's a nice deep twist. Good. And then gently release out of it, letting that right palm come back into the earth. And then draw those feet into a normal downward dog stance. That means hip width apart, not mat width. So draw those feet in. And on the inhale, take that left leg high up to the sky as you sink that right heel towards the earth. So the left leg is up and you're in a three-pointed downward dog. Keep the shoulders back. Good. A nice deep stretch through that entire right leg as it presses down into the center of the earth. And shift your weight forward and down as you come into a three-pointed plank. So you descend into a three-pointed plank with the elbows, shoulders, and wrists lined up perpendicular to the earth, and that left leg stays just about 4 or 5 inches off the ground. Let's drop down a level. Get the forearms onto the mat, and that left leg stays elevated, and you're into three-pointed dolphin plank. Hold there. Pull the navel to the spine. Push back through the right heel. in a moment, we'll reverse out of it. Inhale and exhale and come up into three-pointed plank. Take a deep inhale and exhale to three-pointed downward dog. Good. While you have that leg up, gently bend that knee and take that left heel towards the right glute. And you point that left knee up towards the moon and really get a nice deep stretch through that thigh. Bring that left heel back up into the sky. Let that foot drop down. You're on 4 points. Again, transition now into plank. You're on 4-pointed plank, traditional plank. And we're going to drop down into low plank. So on your inhale, come on to the toes a little bit. Shift your torso slightly forward and bend the elbows and press them in towards the rib cage as you're now just hovering off the earth into Chaturanga Dandasana or low plank. Scoop the tops of the feet to the earth and inhale, bring the torso up into upward dog. And then roll back into your downward dog. Good. So you're back into your inverted V. And we're going to work with that opposite leg. Bring that right heel up into the sky, big kick up into the sky. So you're into three-pointed downward dog. Good. Feel that stretch as that left heel goes towards the earth. And then drop down into a three-pointed plank position. Hold steady there, squeezing through your core, pushing back through that right heel. Drop it down into three-pointed dolphin plank. Hold steady there. Up a level into three-pointed plank. And then way back into your three-pointed downward dog. Way up to the sky with that tailbone, with that heel. And let's get a nice deep stretch. Bend that right knee. Bring that heel to the opposite glute and point that right knee up to the sky. Way up there. Good. Bring that right heel back up. Lengthen that leg and let that foot drop down into downward facing dog. And just take a few breaths. Yeah. On your next exhale, step that left foot forward between the two hands. And you'll have that left knee directly over the ankle. In a moment, we're going to reverse it all the way to Warrior Two. We're going to windmill back. Keeping that left knee over the ankle, first draw that right arm high to the sky, bring the torso up, and then swing that left arm way up into the sky. You want to position the shoulders directly over the hips so the shoulders are still, the body's still sideways. That's it. And that right hand is reaching down towards that right calf and the left arm is way up into the sky and you're looking up at that left palm and you're careful that that left knee is still directly over the ankle. If anything, you're drawing that knee towards the little toe, you're squeezing that left thigh and you're drawing that right shoulder back over the hip. Good. So you're in Warrior Two reverse. Good. Then on your exhale, drop that left arm and let that right arm and get yourself level into your stance. So you're into standard Warrior Two. You're looking straight over the left fingertips. Your arms are level. The spine is upright. There's no shift in the spine. Good. So the spine is tall, shoulders aligned over the hips. And we're going to go back into Warrior Two reverse. Start to draw that right hand down past that right calf and bring that left arm high up into the sky, looking up towards the sky. Good. And again, you're careful to keep that left knee over the ankle. Take another deep inhale. And on your exhale, left hand down, right arm to the sky, and windmill down and get both hands straddling that front foot. Good. So you still have the left knee over the ankle, and both hands are on the ground. That's it. Now we're going to transition into triangle position, triangle pose, or Trikonasana. Take that left hand, and this is where you can use your block if you wish, or you can have the left hand on the shin, or you can have your left hand on the earth. Slowly, little by little, lengthen that left leg and draw those hips up as you turn your torso to the right side and that right arm is drawn up to the sky. So you're trying to get your entire torso facing towards your right side. You're squeezing that right leg and lifting that hip or rotating that hip towards the sky, up towards the stars. And you're trying to keep your whole torso in one plane, hip stacked, shoulder stacked. You can cast your vision up to the right thumb if you wish. Good. And then take that right hand around the back to the left hip and really squeeze that right thigh as you rotate and twist that spine. And you're extending your crown straight across, parallel the earth. Good. Just hold that triangle pose. Inhaling that right arm up to the sky. And then you can draw that hand down, that right hand down, keeping that left leg lengthened. And that right hand can now come onto your block or onto the shin or onto the earth. And on your inhale, revolve your pose and take that left arm way up into the sky. Get a big, deep revolution as you revolve into revolve triangle pose. And you're looking up towards your left thumb. Good. You're keeping your feet rooted into the earth, getting a deep twist through your torso. Good. And then draw that left hand down and just come into Parshvottanasana, or what they call pyramid pose. That left leg is lengthened and you're drawing your head towards your knee, and both hands can straddle that front foot, or you can have your hands on the shin if you need a little support or using your block. Then draw yourself back into downward facing dog. Get yourself there. That's it. Give yourself a few moments to breathe, regain your composure. Good. Before working on the other side, let's work into an arm balance and come down into side plank. So on your exhale, come into plank, standard plank position, your upward push-up pose, with the arms firmly rooted into the earth, your body at an inclined position, your shoulders broad, your vision cast in between the thumbs. And you don't want to tuck that chin to the sternum. Make sure the cervical spine is nice and clean in line with the rest of the spine. We're going to come on to that right arm first. So shift your weight onto that right arm as you turn your torso to the left side. And you can either have the left heel to the right toes, or you can stack the ankles perfectly as you hold your stance. And that left arm is way up into the sky. You can either look up towards the thumb or directly across the earth. Continue to breathe. And remember to use your hips, use your core to keep your weight. You don't want those hips to sag. Nor do you want your right arm doing all the work. You want to use your core, your whole body in this position. And then come back into plank, standard plank position. And let's come up onto the other side. So make sure that left arm is directly into the earth. Rotate onto that left arm. Go right heel to left toe, or stack the ankles and draw that right arm up into the sky. Good. You're into side plank on the other side. They call this Vishishta Asana. And remember to use your thighs, your hips. Use your whole body there. Good. Then come back into standard plank position and back it up into downward dog. Again, just breathing comfortably. Let's step that right foot forward between the two hands. Good. You're there. You got that knee directly over the ankle. And we're going to windmill back into warrior two. Draw that left arm high to the sky, bring the torso up, and then bring that right arm all the way up to the sky as that left hand descends onto that back calf. And you're just looking up at the palm of the right hand. Good. That right knee is safe and secure over the ankle. You're breathing. You're getting a nice extension and stride. And then bring your torso totally perpendicular to the earth as the arms level out into standard warrior two, and you cast your gaze over the right fingertips. Make sure to have the shoulders in line with the hips and the spine tall. The spine should be straight up and down. There should not be any shift with the spine. You just want to make sure it's one perfect staff or one perfect position. And then again, drop that left hand back onto the calf of the back, yeah, that back leg, and bring that right arm up to the sky as you reverse back to warrior two once again. Make sure to release through the hip sufficiently so that that right knee is over the ankle and that vision's up to the sky. Good. Gently windmill down. Right hand down, left arm up, and then both hands straddle that front foot. Good. We're going to come right into triangle pose here. Start to bring that right hand either onto a block or onto the shin or onto the earth, and bring it on the inside of that shin. Might be easiest. Good. And start to lengthen that right leg as you start to draw that left shoulder to the sky and the left arm all the way up. And the crux of the pose is in that left hip. You want to get that left hip really facing up to the moon, way up to the sky. Get that hip rotated, and you squeeze to that outer left leg. Get a nice clean stance as you extend your spine parallel to the earth, moving out through the crown of the head. Taking that left hand around the back to the right hip, squeeze, rotate, twist, and breathe. Inhaling that left arm high up to the sky. You want those hips up high, the legs lengthened. And then bring that left hand down on the inside of the right foot using a block or a shin or the earth. And keeping that right leg lengthened, start to rotate and bring that right arm up to the sky and follow the vision up to the right thumb as you rotate that direction into your revolved triangle position. Good. Keep the hips high. Get that deep revolution. Way up into the sky. Good. Gently draw that hand back down and get yourself set up into Parshvottanasana or pyramid pose, where you just draw your torso directly over that right leg and you extend through the crown with both hands either straddling the front foot or using a block or a shin. And get that nice deep stretch down. And then step it back into downward dog when you're ready. Giving yourself a good breath. Now let's straddle your yoga mat entirely so your feet are out wide. And you're going to drop down into a wide angle plank position. Making sure the elbows, shoulders, wrists are straight into the earth. Good. Drop both heels to the right side and draw that left arm to the sky. So the feet, the broad side of the feet, are just flat across the earth. And you got that left arm up. And bring your vision up towards that left thumb and use your hips and thighs in this kind of a wide angle side plank. Okay. And then draw that hand back down to the earth and switch. Rotate to the other side. Drop those heels to the other side as you bring your right arm up to the sky. Good. Stacking hips, stacking shoulders. Good. Use your thighs, use your hips to hold your pose. And then take that right hand back down into the mat. So you're into a wide angle plank position. Hold steady. And lower those hips towards the mat, pushing back through the heels, lifting up through your torso, being broad through the sternum, and chin is up to the sky into a wide-angle upward dog position. You're pushing back through the heels. You're trying to have the feet just elevated just off the earth. I mean, the legs are just hovering over the earth. And then exhale way back into a wide-angle downward dog, tailbone to the sky, extend out through the crown. Good. That's it. Draw those feet back into center position. Good. So a standard downward dog place. And then draw yourself down into table and into child's pose. Good. Come up out of child and draw the feet into a diamond shape. Let them sit so that the soles of the feet are touching and your torso is upright. And then just roll back onto the ground so you get the hips and shoulder blades and back of the head to the earth. And you're into a supine bound angle position. So the soles of the feet are touching and you're lying back into the mat. Just give yourself a few breaths here. On the next inhale, rotate those knees to center, and then push with the palms and roll back. So you're going to roll back. You're going to bring those knees back over your head, and you're rolling back onto your shoulder blades as you extend back into what they call plow position or halasan. So you're on your shoulder blades, the hips are in the sky, and the toes are coming back over your head onto the earth if they reach. If you're having difficulty with the back, if it's too intense for your back, you can bend the knees. You can also reach your hands towards your toes. That will take some of the pressure off the back. Or if you're feeling comfortable with it, extend those arms out across your yoga mat away from your going the opposite direction, straight out across. So they're going, your arms are going away from your hips. And you push those palms into the earth as you just extend and kick past those heels, out through those heels. This is plow position. And we're going to take it up into shoulder stand from here. Gently have the elbows bent and get the hands at the low back to support properly. Good. Get a good supportive stance. And then slowly bend the knees and then extend the legs up into the sky. You're finding yourself onto your shoulder blades as much as you can. A lot of people tend to come into a pike position where they draw their hips away and bend those legs back overhead. But you're going to try and get a perfect line from the shoulders through the hips through the heels. One straight line. That often means drawing your hips slightly towards you and your heels slightly away. And then that will generally make the body fairly aligned. But the pose starts in your root, in those shoulder blades, and you get the chin towards the sternum, and you just push up strongly, straight up into the sky. It's a great pose. You're just reconditioning your whole being. You're letting gravity work an opposite effect on your body. And you're looking directly up in between the big toes. And hold your pose for a bit, just pushing the soles of the feet to the sky. Long, slow respirations. Now, I'm just going to give you time to go back into plow, which you can do now, or you can wait a little bit longer in your shoulder stand and then roll back into plow. So, at your liking, you may start to draw those feet back overhead. So, sometimes people find that after being in shoulder stand, their plow pose will be deeper because you're more pronounced on those shoulder blades, and you're getting a very nice deep stretch through there. And over the next series of breaths, you can just alternate between shoulder stand and plow, getting yourself taller, higher, straighter in your shoulder stand, and deeper back into your plow position. Then ultimately, in the next few moments, you can come all the way down into a supine pose. Yeah, just get yourself flat on the back. Rest up for a moment. Let the heart rate, let everything settle. And then we're going to get the opposite. We're going to come into fish pose here. And there's lots of variations of fish pose. If you know your own variation you'd like to do, you're welcome to try it. I'm just going to introduce a fundamental way to come into fish. You're now lying totally on your back. And then bend the elbows and prop up your entire torso on your elbows. So as if you're like you're watching TV from the ground position or something. So you're just propped up on your elbows. And the head is elevated. And then slowly roll that head back and lower it. So you're getting the very crown, the very top portion of the head. Let that touch down to the earth with the chin up towards the sky. And you can slide those arms forward so you're no longer resting on your elbows. But really, the weight is primarily on the crown of the head as you push the heart chakra straight up towards the sky and open through the sternum. Good. It's a back bend. It also takes all the pressure. It's a reversal of that shoulder stand. So you're getting the neck and the thyroid gland being positioned in an opposite way. Cast your vision to the tips of the to the tip of the nose as you breathe. Good. And then gently prop yourself back up onto the elbows, lift that torso, get your cervical spine neutral, and lower yourself back down into the earth. Good. Get that head down. Just be safe with it. And you're just down into a supine position. You can draw those arms out into a T-shape now. Let the body relax a moment. And then let's bend that left knee. Get that left foot into the earth. Take that right thigh across the left thigh. And then wrap that right foot on the inside of the left calf. Keep that left foot into the earth. It's down into the earth. And just drop both knees to the left side and bring your vision to the right. So you get a nice deep spine twist. It also stretches through the hips and thighs. Just let the body, those knees drop to that left and the vision look over to the right thumb. Good. Getting that whole back engaged. Just close the eyes, let gravity work its magic on the body. Inhale, draw those knees up, uncrisscross, bring that left thigh over the right thigh, left foot on the inside of the right calf, and you know what to do, drop it to the right side, vision to the left thumb, and twist the opposite direction. Yeah. Again, you're just letting yourself follow the path of least resistance. It's great for the hips and thighs and spine. Just let yourself fall to the right side, looking to the left. Good. Gently draw those knees up to the sky, uncoil, and extend those legs all the way out. And your whole body's in a T-shape. You just relax down into the earth. Long, slow respirations, letting your heart rate subside, just being calm, quieting. Take a deep inhale. On your exhale, draw the knees over the belly, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, and squeeze a nice tight ball. Get all the static energy out. Hold. Keep all the air out. Don't let any air come in. Just keep that air out, cleaning, refining, refueling. That's it. And then inhale out into that extension point. Extend the legs across your mat, the arms to a T, head and shoulders to the earth. And again, give yourself 3-4 respirations. Good. One more big inhale. And exhale into that Utsat Mudra. Knees over the navel, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, a nice tight squeeze. Hold. Good. That's it. Making yourself new, clean, pure. Hold that position, keeping the air expelled. And then a big inhale out into that extended T shape with the arms out, legs out, and you just flat into the earth. Slowly draw the hands by the sides, palms facing towards the sky. Good. You're just closing the eyes, breathing easily. And you're just giving yourself some time to relax, to breathe. Feel the heels, the hips, the shoulders, the back of the head come into the earth. Good. You're sanctifying, you're purifying, you're breathing. You're watching your mind settle. You're watching your body relax from the bones all the way through the outer layers. You're letting your breath lengthen, letting any anxiousness or restlessness just kind of drift away and come into your inner center, that sense of peace, that sense of stillness inside. Okay, just continue to breathe, quiet. And let your practice come to its natural conclusion. Namaskar.